Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, listeners. This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design Blog Talk Radio Show. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Decade to everyone. I am so excited to be here along with my guest co-host for the evening, Miss Michelle Prinz. How are you doing, Michelle?
Doing great, Kathy. Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely thrilled to have you, my dear. Michelle, as most of you may remember, she has been a partner in, actually she's been a guest on my radio show a couple of times, and she was a partner in my joint venture campaign when I did my emotional bailout book launch a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was back in December. So welcome, Michelle, and we're so excited to have you with us tonight. So we're just going to be talking about lots of different things, lots of exciting new things that are going to be happening on the Living by Design show, lots of new announcements that we're going to be making. Everyone's going to be having a good time designing their resolutions, and we are here to help, aren't we, Michelle?
We sure are. It's going to be a great year.
It really is going to be a great year, and it's a new decade. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I mean, I remember where I was 10 years ago. It doesn't seem like 10 years ago, you know?
I know. And on New Year's Eve, 10 years prior to this past New Year's Eve, we were actually getting ready to celebrate the new millennium.
That's right.
I remember I was still in corporate America, and we was dealing with the Y2K computer situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. I had just had my first son. And it was my last week of maternity leave before I had to go back to work, and I remember it like it was yesterday. But the whole Y2K and the fear and everybody thinking that, you know, from a computer standpoint, the world was ending, and we've come a long way in 10 years.
I know. I cannot believe how far I have come in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone had told me that I would be right here 10 years from that date, I probably wouldn't have believed it. So,
same here.
But anyway, I want to talk about some of the exciting new things that are going to be coming up on the Living by Design show over the next, I'd say the next quarter, the next few months. We have a new theme. We have a new lineup, a new layout, just so many new things that we're going to be doing, and I'm so excited that everyone is going to be in the chat room. You might want to just hold still and just stay there for a minute because I have something very special for you. So just stay cool and be cool. And I'll just go ahead and start first with the new show lineup. Now, as you may remember, when we left you last year in 2009, we had a consistent, myself as the host, and a consistent co-host, Mr. Tony Lamont. Well, Mr. Tony Lamont is still around, but we're going to be rotating the co-hosts periodically. So, and the reason for that, listeners, is because we want to make sure that we bring to you the very best possible in value for your life. And we want to get as many different perspectives as we possibly can from so many different people. So I have many wonderful, empowering people lined up to be my co-host, to be my guest, and to just really bring you a lot of information that you need to start your year off exactly the way you want to. Because I know everyone wants to not only start this year off great, but you want to start this decade off great so that the next 10 years, when we're celebrating 2020, you can say, you can look back over this decade and say, wow, look what I accomplished. So that's the purpose of that. So we're going to bring you wonderful co-host, wonderful guest, and the lineup is just absolutely fantastic. So you just really want to try to stay tuned for that because we've got a lot of surprises there. Now, as you can see, tonight Michelle is with us, and I'm going to let Michelle talk a little bit about what she does, just, you know, to give you an idea of her value that she's going to be adding for you. So go ahead, Michelle. Tell them about yourself.
You bet. Well, my goal, my passion, and pretty much my mission in life is really just to help other people live their best life, and that's finding their passion, living their purpose. You know, life is so, so short, and instead of just living a life where, you know, it's mediocre, an ordinary life, I really want to help people to overcome obstacles, believe in themselves, and then shoot for their dreams. And the way I do that is through my book, Winning in Life Now. Winning in Life Now, it's a small book with a big impact, and it's really designed to do just the things that I said. And I'm fortunate enough to have had it become a bestseller, and the foreword has been written by Zig Ziglar. So a lot of my style, a lot of what I try to reach out to people and share is much of which I learned from him. And so I share it through my books, my audios, DVDs, and then also through speaking, workshops. I do a lot of teleseminars as well as webinars, and just taking that information and giving it to people in a way that they can apply it. And then, of course, I work with people individually and one-on-one in a coaching scenario. So a lot of different ways to do it, but the ultimate goal is really just to change lives.
Excellent. That is fantastic. And if anyone has a question or a comment for Michelle or myself, please feel free to dial in. The call-in number is 646-478-3060, and I'm going to be announcing a little bit later on a very, very special surprise for everyone who's in the chat room. So you may want to just stay put for a while. The show is only 60 minutes, so I'll be talking about that probably within the next 30 minutes coming up here. So just stay tuned. Just stay tuned and hang in there. So thank you for that, Michelle. Michelle has really been a great help for me. We met last year at the eWomen Network Conference, and actually we met before that, but mm-hmm. That's the first time I met her live in person, and, you know, just a wonderful individual. So I'm so glad you're here with us tonight.
Thank you.
Now, as far as the layout of the show, what we're going to do starting out this new year, we're going to have a monthly theme, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay.
So every month, we're going to have a special theme, and we're going to focus on that theme every show for that month. So for the remaining shows in January, we're going to focus on self-discovery and goal setting. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
And next week, our guest is going to be Mr. Ty Bennett, and he is the founder of the Leadership Incorporated. And at age 21, Ty started a business with his brother. And in just a few short years, Michelle, it grew into a multi-million dollar international enterprise in just a few short years at the age of 21.
Wow.
Yeah, yep. So he's going to be with us next week, and I'm really excited to hear about that and how he made that happen, because I know there's a lot of people that would love to, try to duplicate that process to make their own business grow
mm-hmm.
like that. So that's next week, so tune in for that. And then the following week, we're going to talk to Mr. Theodore Henderson, and he's the founder of THJ & Associates. And he has 20-plus years experience with Fortune 500 companies, and he's the winner of the Toastmasters speech competition, and he's a very, very, very heavy hitter himself. So he's going to be here with us that following week. And then we're going to end out the month and round out January with Dr. Alan Zimmerman. And I tell you, this guy is just a major heavyweight. He is in the National Speakers Association Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And it's not a lot of people. There are very, very few people that can say that. I mean, that's where the Zig Ziglars, the Brian Tracys, the Anthony Robbins, that's reserved for those type of people. So for him to have made it to that level, I am just so proud of him. So he's going to be rounding out the month of January with our theme of self-discovery and goal setting. So how you like that lineup, Michelle?
It sounds good to me. I'll be listening in.
Isn't that wonderful? So you guys get your plans ready because we are going to have a really good lineup for you this month. If you have a question about goal setting or if you have a question about discovery, self-discovery, understanding who you are, your purpose, how you can discover your passion, those types of things, then please make sure you get your questions sent in to me, Kathy, at chollowayhill.com. Send your questions in, and we'll make sure you get them. Or you can just dial in the day of the show and get your questions on the air. Now, I want to make sure, I want to go to the lines and make sure that we have listeners or that someone may have a question or whatever. So I'm going to just check and see if area code 317 has a question, or are you just listening? Area code 317? Hello? Okay, guess that person is just listening. So at any rate, that will be the lineup. And then for the month of February, our theme and our focus is going to be relationships. So we're going to have really great guests that are going to talk about relationships, relationships with ourselves and relationships with others, whether it be a significant other or marriage or whatever the case may be. That's what we're going to be talking about for the month of February. So that's the next 2 months pretty much, and then the month of March, we haven't decided that yet. We're either going to go and tackle finances or we're going to tackle health and wellness, but both of those are two topics that we're going to get to. So either March is going to be finances or April is going to be finances. So just stay tuned and keep your eyes and ears open. And then I want to make sure that you all know about all the contests and giveaways that we're going to be doing. Every month, we are going to have a featured listener, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every month, we're going to have a featured listener. So with the theme of the month, so you have to be listening and make sure that you understand how this is going to work. For the month's theme, and this month, January, the theme is self-discovery and goal setting, okay? So if you send in your best self-discovery or goal-setting story, we're going to pick the best story, and every month we're going to have a $100 winner, $100 winner. And in this economy, $100 is like a million.
Mm-hmm. Sounds – yes. We could all use $100.
Yes. Exactly. So all you have to do is just send in your story. Just send in your story, and you could be the winner for that month's theme. So just send in your self-discovery or goal-setting story, whatever it's about. If you overcame something or however you were able to discover your passion or discover your purpose, send your story in. We want to hear it. So I'm going to plug here in the chat room my email address so you can send those stories in because we want a January winner. And, okay, there it is. Now, send it to Kathy at chollowayhill.com. For those of you who are listening on the phone lines, that's Kathy with a C at chollowayhill.com. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to check the phone lines once again, Michelle, just to ensure that we don't have a question here. Area code 281. Do you have a question or are you just listening?
Hello, Kathy Holloway here. Long time no hear.
Well, hello, and who's this, please?
This is Dave Jones of the Dave Jones Show.
Well, hey there, Dave Jones. How are you doing? I am so glad you called in. Happy New Year.
I am so very, very happy to be hearing from you once again. Happy New Year to you, too.
Oh, I am just really excited. I'm blessed. I'm so very blessed. It's been a wonderful startup thus far, and I know there are more great things to come. So I'm just really, really, really excited. So I'm so glad you called in. Did you have a comment or a question?
Well, I just heard that you're going to have a different theme for each month, and I heard you said that you're going to have the theme for February will be relationships. And
yes.
I am the relationship expert.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir, I am. So I believe I can bring some great and wonderful and powerful ideas to the table.
You know, that's great, David. I am so glad that you told me that, because I'm definitely going to get you lined up to come on for the month of February, because thus far I don't have any male guests, and I need a male perspective. So that's fantastic.
Well, here I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, all right. Well, I will keep that in mind, and I just put my email address in the chat room. It's Kathy@CHollowayHill.com. So if you will email me, we'll get a date and time set up and bring you on.
We'll do. We'll do. I'll just email you my my information and email you my website to my show, and just we'll get it going.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much for calling in, Dave.
Thank you, and you take care.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's fantastic.
That's great.
That is
opportunities
great. That
everywhere.
Is it sure is. So, yes, so please keep that in mind. Send your stories in to Kathy@CHollowayHill.com, and we are going to select a winner for the month of January. And each month there's going to be a winner based on the theme. So for your February story, it will be about your relationship, how you were able to overcome a difficult relationship or anything related to relationships. And then for the month of March, whatever the theme is for March. And we're always going to announce far, far in advance so that you will know what the monthly theme is. And you can send your stories in, and your name will go in the hat to win the $100 for the month, okay? And then the other surprise that I wanted to announce is that I am going to be launching the C. Holloway Hill Learning Library. And it's on my website, emotionalbailout.com, okay? And I'm going to put that in the chat room as well. And I want everyone to go to that website, emotionalbailout.com, and I'll spell that. It's www.emotionalbailout.com. Go to my website, click on the link that says order products. And if you scroll down, you will see my MP3 downloads for the C. Holloway Hill Learning Library. And for everyone in the chat room, I want you to go to the website, select one MP3 that you would like to have. Send me an email note, and I'll send it to you, okay? So that's what I'm doing for everyone in the chat room this evening. So go to that website, select which one you want, and send me an email note, and I'll send you the MP3 download. It's yours.
That's great,
so
Kathy.
I'm really excited about New Year's. That's my New Year's present to you. And let me just tell you, each one of those audio programs, they are very energetic, and they're very you can just feel the passion in my voice. And I really want to do that for everyone in the chat room, to help you get on the right path and the right track to start setting your goals and to start creating your plan, because that's what this month's theme is about. We want you to start thinking along the lines of, what is it that makes me tick? What makes me excited? What really gets my juices flowing? What really makes me want to jump up and change the world? Okay? So that's what we want everyone to do. Go to the website and just select which MP3 you want, and I'll send it to you, because we want you to get those stories in. We want you to get those lives changed. We want you to be telling so many stories about your life transformation and how you overcame and how you walked over hot coals to the other side, or whatever the case may be. Because I know there are some great stories out there. There's a young lady in the chat room by the name of Daphne, and hello, Daphne. I was on her show earlier today, and it was a panel discussion, and it was great. And we talked about so many different topics of our lives. There was a branding expert on, and there was a financial advisor on, and then myself being an empowerment person. And it was a great discussion, and I encourage everyone to go back through the archives and listen to that archive show, because there was a lot of great information there, a lot of great tools and tips, and we talked a lot about some of these things, about goal setting. And the important thing to keep in mind, Michelle, as you know, being an empowerment coach,
mm-hmm.
that goal setting is 80% mental and 20% action initially.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a mindset. It's you know, the actual steps is, you can think of it more like a checklist, but to be able to be motivated and even figure out what it is you want to accomplish, that's
mm-hmm.
all mental. And you know, in order to keep that momentum going, it's all mental.
That's right. That's right. And then once you make that powerful mindset shift, once you're able to determine why you're here, why you were placed on this earth, what it is that is unique about you, what is your special gift and talent, what is your personal identity code, once you identify that and once you make that powerful mindset shift and you understand what it is you have to do when you start changing your behaviors and habits,
mm-hmm.
then it shifts. And goal setting becomes 80% action and 20% mental.
Definitely.
So that's the important thing to keep in mind about goal setting. What, did you want to say something, Michelle?
Nope, I would totally agree with that, absolutely. And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, this time of year, I think everybody's in that mode where we're thinking about goals, and it's almost as if it's a requirement first of the year. You have to set some goals, New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them. But it just goes beyond just making a list of what you want. It's really preparing yourself, uncovering what you really want out of life. And then once you put a plan around that, that's when you start to accomplish goals. So many of us set goals the first of the year and then wonder why, you know, at the end of the year we haven't accomplished them. Well, there needs to be something more behind it than just writing it down. There needs to have that emotion behind it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know what? The emotion has to be positive emotion, because if you're trying to set goals as a result of being laid off from a job
mm-hmm.
or as a result of losing your marriage or getting divorced, you don't want to do it with a negative mindset. You don't want to do it, oh, because I don't have any other choice. When you set goals, you want to make sure that your attitude is right, that you're seeing it as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that we go through in life, the universe is our teacher, and everything that we go through in life is meant to be a lesson. There are no failures, just lessons.
I completely agree with that. You know, I like to say it this way, but in your mess is your message.
You better believe it.
It's so true that what you go through in life, I mean, at the time, no matter what it is, whether it's death, divorce, job layoff, you know, financial stress. Yes, those are challenges, and those are difficult to get through at that moment. But what you learn through those challenges, it's usually around those times that you become more self-dependent, more you get this internal strength, your priorities become crystal clear. It's during those times that you're developing more of yourself, and you had to go through that time in order to hear the message, you know. So, again, and your mess is your message, and if you can go into each and every challenge with that mindset. Now, I know it's tough, and don't get me wrong. I have my share of challenges, and when they happen, my immediate response is not to think, oh, how great this is. But if you can almost program your mind to think, you know, this bad thing is happening, but guess what? There's something better to come. There's something in that I need to learn. And maybe you're learning it for the second or the third or the fourth time if you didn't get it the first time. But what you learn out of that is something that will take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think one of the things I talk a lot about in my seminars, Michelle, is, as you may know, because you and I have had these conversations millions of times, is that we look at our life experiences and our painful experiences as punishments.
Mm-hmm.
And always ask the question, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? Why, you know, this is not fair. And you know, why can everybody else get ahead? And why? And we spend so much time asking that, not realizing that everything that we go through in life is done for a reason. It's meant to help us grow and learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't accept this, if we're very resistant to this, it leads to a lot of suffering. But when we accept it and understand it, it can lead to inner peace. And that one fact alone can change our lives significantly.
I was recently in a workshop with somebody that was talking about this type of situation when you're going through a hard time and how you can really take those times and excel in your life. And the point they were trying to make is when you are grateful for something that's happening to you, whether it be good or bad, but when you can enter a situation and be grateful for it, whether it is a death or a divorce or financial strain, there's something in that act of gratitude, abundance, that brings you to a higher level, meaning if you're going to let a situation like a job loss crush you and bring you down, then you're not appreciative for, you know, maybe the unknown things that are going to come out of that, then you're never going to get beyond that. So that particular problem may creep in again, meaning when you can get beyond it, it's when you if this is making any sense, you're at a different level of understanding what was happening, you know, when that bad thing happened.
That's right.
But with gratitude, I mean, truly anything in life, if you can approach it with gratitude and look for the good in the situations, you know, that's when you transform, and that's when, you know, and it's also a lot more peaceful to live like that, you know.
It really is.
You can't.
And we've got some very wise people in the chat room, because I'm looking at some really great comments. Daphne said, you know, when you ask why not? Why not? Mm. Life is not fair. It's a journey. And then I think it's the dot files. If I said that wrong, I apologize. Either the dot files, I'm sorry. Whatever the name is in the chat room that's close to that said, don't ask why, ask what, as in what should I learn from this?
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And it's right in line with what you were saying, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All experience has meaning. All experience, good and bad. It has meaning that directs us toward a higher truth. And we have to understand, what is that higher truth? What is that higher level of awareness? What is that higher spiritual level that we need to be on? There are no failures, only lessons. There's no blame, only redemption. And when we make sincere requests through prayer and meditation, because I know a lot of us pray and meditate, and mm-hmm. when we make those sincere requests by praying, we always receive guidance, mm-hmm. always, 100% of the time. Now, we may not be patient and silent enough to hear it, but we will always receive guidance.
And really, a lot of the answers are within us already. That's why, you know, the importance of journaling and getting in touch with your, what I like, you know, the deep inner self. It's through the process of journaling that you actually stop for a minute and listen, you know. And again,
right.
Whether it's through prayer, meditation, whether it's through journaling, it's just answers are already there. It's just we fill our life up with so much stuff that a lot of times we just can't hear it.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I always say that it's very important to take some time out of your day. For everyone who's listening, please take some time out of your day to have a quiet moment. Quiet the thoughts in your head, quiet the things around you, whether it's at your home, in your car, or wherever you are, sitting out on your deck, on the back porch, or wherever. Find a quiet moment, 15, 20 minutes, or whatever you can spare, and just allow yourself to be open. Allow the answers to come into your subconscious, and it will come into your conscious awareness. And this is connecting with a higher power, because we all have that capability to connect with that higher power.
Definitely.
We can't walk the path of spiritual awakening without being really tuned in to ourselves. We've got to be connected to ourselves, and that's the way you do that, by quieting your thoughts, quieting the things around you, and just make yourself open, pray, meditate, and just connect with that spiritual power within you. It's right there within you. Like you said, Michelle, the answers are right there within you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know, you know, that might be a little deep for, you know, some people who may be listening, but I'm telling you, it really does work. It really does work, because there was a time in my life when I did not believe that. I absolutely did not believe that. I was miserable where I was. And let me just tell you, I was miserable making close to $250,000 in corporate America.
Mm.
Now, I know you're probably thinking, why were you miserable?
but
I'm going to tell you right now, money is the farthest thing away from happiness. Now, someone had a quote, and I tried to look it up today, but I don't know whose quote this was, but it said, the quote, Michelle, the quote, it's really funny. It says, money can't buy happiness, but it certainly can rent it for a while.
You know,
but that's what it is. It's own rent. It's temporary. It will not last. Yeah, you will be okay for a while, but all of those internal turmoil, emotions and stuff inside of you, it's still going to be there. Going to be there.
It's true. And you know, I think Zig Ziglar says, you know, money's not everything, but it's pretty much up there with oxygen. But it's not the actual dollars. It's really what money can buy, which is, you know, a home but it's not, if it becomes the focus and, you know, the end all be all, that's usually when you're in a place in life where no matter how much money you have, you're not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about figuring out who you are, what's really, really important to you. And then, yes, you do need money to probably accomplish some of those things, and money will come, but it shouldn't be the opposite way around. It shouldn't be make money, then go after my dreams. It should be go after your dreams and figure out a way to make money.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I'm telling everyone who wants to listen that I am a living witness. I was in corporate America. I worked for one of the top companies in the world, IBM Corporation, and I was making a lot of money in management and all the perks. Just you name it, I had it. But I was not happy. I absolutely was not happy. I was not maximizing my potential. I didn't like where I was. I had allowed someone else to identify me.
Mm-hmm.
I had allowed someone else to design my life. I had allowed someone else to lead me down a path that they felt was best for me. And because I was making a lot of money, I was meeting their expectation, but I was not meeting my expectation.
That's right. So, you lose your identity.
Then that's exactly what happened. And I lost my identity, and I just was not fulfilled. And I had everything monetarily that money could buy, stuff, cars, homes, stuff. And it just wasn't fulfilling. So when I walked away from that, and, you know, the salary was just ridiculously out of this world, and the perks and bonuses and all that. And when I walked away from that, you know, of course, my circle of friends at the time thought I was absolutely crazy.
But find, you know, a new circle of friends.
You know what, Michelle, you just said it. You just took the words right out of my mouth. When you start living your purpose, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Those old circle of friends start to drop out of your life, and the universe starts sending the right new circle of friends your way. And that's exactly what started happening, because all of a sudden, all of these new and different people started showing up in my life.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. And that's what will happen for you. When you learn and determine and discover what it is about yourself that is different and unique and special, your gift, what you're supposed to be doing in this life, why you're on this planet, why were you placed in this life, why? When you learn that, these people will start showing up out of nowhere. It really will just astonish you. And because I really was amazed at how some of the old friends that needed to go, I really didn't want to let go of them, Michelle. I was trying to hold on to them, but they really were supposed to go, and they just went regardless of whether I want them or not. They just disappeared.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been said like attracts like, and what you're giving off is usually what you're going to get. And when you're around a group of people for so long that are your core group of friends, and, you know, you're all negative together, or you're all in the same, you know, financial situation, or maybe the same marital situation, you know what I mean? You're at the same level, then everything seems fine. But as soon as you start to shine your light, you're going to shine on the darkness of other people. So unless they have that same light within them, they're not going to want to be around you, or you might not want to be around them. And
that's
happened with me. In fact, over the last year and a half, I've seen that in a lot of different cases. and not in a purposeful way on either side, but you can just tell how you gravitate towards somebody or you gravitate away from someone. And I've definitely seen a lot of different people gravitate in other directions than they were with me maybe, you know, a year, two, 3 years ago. So, but that's, I'm okay with that, though. I'm really okay with that because I think that, you know, there are people in your life for reasons. There are people in your life for seasons. And depending on where you are, those friends are the best friends that you needed. But when you are ready to rise to the level that you know you're capable of rising to, then, you know, those friends, it may not be that season anymore for them.
That's
or
right.
For you.
That's right, and that's okay. And I had to learn that because when I first stepped out of corporate America, I was actually still learning. I was still learning. I had not actually reached my full potential yet. And we're always going and growing. We are always striving to be better. Even right now today with what I'm doing, I love what I do. I love you guys. I love helping you to transform your lives. Even with what Michelle and I are doing, we are still learning. We're still growing. There's always more. There's lifelong learning. And that's one of the reasons that I created the C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, and I'm going to be adding to that every month. So please keep checking back. Keep checking back. And, you know, as we have these new shows in 2010, I am so committed. I am so committed to getting you guys to the point where you want to be in your lives and in your plans. So just keep checking back because I'm gonna always be adding new things out there. So so that's gonna be for you all. But so yeah, it keeps on going. I mean, when people are in that mindset where they're trying to enhance their growth and make that life transformation, please don't try to hold on to old toxic friends. You've got to just let them go and move on out of your life. It's okay. Just let them move on out because God will replace them and your higher power will make sure that who you need to have in your life, you have in your life. So don't worry about that. Absolutely.
It's also been said, too, that, you know, your network is your net worth. And
right.
Money isn't the end-all be-all, like we said, but let's be honest, we're all in business to make money. So depending on the people that are in your inner circle, that are there to support you, that get what you're doing, that are partnering with you, you know, that are guiding you, will really determine your net worth. And, you know, Kathy, you and I, you know, we're definitely friends and in the same network, and we have a lot of other people like us because we are trying to hit a level of excellence. But as soon as you slide back down to, you know, friends or family or people in your life that don't get where you're going, that could affect your net worth. So I like that,
right.
And I like to think of it that way too as you're growing a business. If you want to grow your business more, really take a close look at who you're associating with, who you're listening to, and who you're letting bring you up or who you're letting bring you down. Because I can guarantee
right.
everyone on this listening tonight, they can think of one person that, you know, can bring you down, whether it be that they're always in a bad mood or they're negative or maybe they're just not understanding of where you're going in life. You can't change other people, but you can change who you associate with and what you take in. You know?
That's right. And I always say, too, Michelle, you know, there are so many people, and I know that's one of the things that we run into a lot being life coaches is that, you know, you always want to try to rescue someone and you know, you want to try to help them to live a better life or improve their life in some kind of way. But you can't rescue anyone who doesn't want to be rescued. We have to just give them the information and allow them to come to the realization that they need help and they need to change their life. They got to do it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, but yeah, I just want to make sure that, you know, that's one of the things I'm very excited about is the new C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, and I want to keep kind of throwing that out there and announcing that as people come into the chat room because I want everyone in the chat room to understand and hear me when I say, I am giving away a free MP3 download of your choice when you go to emotionalbailout.com. That's www.emotionalbailout.com, E-M-O-T-I-O-N-A-L-B-A-I-L-O-U-T com. Okay, so I'm really excited about that. And Michelle, I think you have a teleseminar coming up that I wanted to make sure our listeners know about too. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I do, actually. It's kicking off next week, and it's called the Personal Performance Goals Workshop. And this is a workshop that I've done for corporations. I've also done it for individuals, but it's not just a goal-setting course. I mean, let's face it, we all know how to set goals. We all need to know how to write something down on paper, you know, describe what we want, and then hope to get it. Goal-setting, there's a lot more to it. So what this workshop really focuses more on is, what do you really want? Where are you really going in your life? Where do you want to go? What are your core values? What's driving the decisions you make? And when you can figure out what you really want in life, the dreams, the goals, the aspirations, not just in business, not just in, you know, relationships, but in all the areas of your life, and really get a clear picture of what you want, it's in doing that, that's how you start to, that's when you set goals. You don't set goals and then do that. You have to really be clear. So for an example, I hear a lot of people in my coaching, you know, what are some of your goals for this year? I want to make $1 million. That is great. Okay. Well, what's driving that? Not, you know, of course we all want that. Everybody wants money. But where, first of all, why do you want that money? What is that money going to buy? Is that just a number you threw out? Or is it there for a reason? Meaning, are you dreaming of a new home? Are you dreaming of moving? Are you dreaming of taking a trip? Why do you need that? Is it for financial freedom? But get real clear on that. And then the biggest step is believing you're going to achieve it. And that's where I see a big gap in goal-setting programs is we set these goals. We say we want this stuff, but then it's not really tied to anything. It's not tied to your core values or your you know, what you really want. And only then will you have the motivation to follow through on a goal. Because we set goals in the beginning of the year, but think about all the ones that you let go. It's because they're not tied to a dream, a vision. You haven't taken the time to really identify that, clarify that, and then program in your mind that you believe you're going to achieve it. I can say with all honesty, and you know my story, Kathy, and you know I am living proof that when you can truly articulate what you want in life and then believe you're going to achieve it, I mean really believe it, not just say believe it, not just throw it up on a dream board, but really visualize and really believe you're going to make it happen, it's not going to happen. And my story is one that I did this. I didn't do it for a lot of years. I really let my negative beliefs hold me back. But as soon as I made the shift of seeing it and then believing it, I hit almost every one of my goals in a very short period of time. And so that's what this workshop's about. And I'm really excited about it because unless somebody completely just, you know, goes through the motions and doesn't do the work involved in this three-week course, three-week teleseminar, I guarantee you there will be amazing results for those that attend this. Because it's talking about, again, the dreams that are behind the goals, but we're also going to talk about balance in life. We're all juggling, whether that be many job responsibilities, many businesses, many relationships. We're all juggling our health, finances, family. So I tie all that balance into the goal setting piece of this, and then we put it all together with steps to take to actually hold you accountable rather than just setting the goals. What are we going to do on a weekly, daily basis to be accountable to make sure we're on track with those goals? So it's a really exciting program. It kicks off on January 14th. That's a Thursday night at 7 o'clock Central. So that's 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. The course, I typically charge $495 for the course. It comes with a 55-page workbook. But for any of your listeners, the course is $97, and that is for all 3 weeks. Every session will be recorded, so if you can't make them, no worries. You can always download and put them on your iPod. You'll still get the workbook. It'll walk you step-by-step in what to do. And then everyone that registers is also going to get a copy of my best-selling book, Winning in Life Now. And then the first 10 people from your listeners that register are going to get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. And I do a lot of coaching with entrepreneurs, with individuals that are really wanting to take their business or their personal life to that next level. I typically charge $250 an hour, but it's completely free for anyone who signs up, $97, and I guarantee you'll see some amazing results.
Oh, that's fantastic, Michelle. Thank you so much. Now, and I am going to, okay, now, I tell you what, before we give you information, how can they sign up, and how would you know that they were a listener of my show?
Well, let's see. That's a good question.
Why don't you guys
we can see
email
the ones
me.
On the web. I was going to say, if you want to send an email out, maybe, Kathy?
Yes. Yeah, why don't you guys email me? Again, I'm going to go ahead and put my email in the chat room here, and you guys email me if you would like to attend this workshop, this goal-setting workshop that Michelle is having. And I will make sure that you get registered and you'll get your free coaching session with Michelle. And I think you will really, really be very, very pleased with that because Michelle is an amazing coach. So,
thank you.
Oh, no problem. I want to go to the phone lines. We have a caller, I think, here that might have a question. Area code 347. Do you have a question or are you just listening?
How are you, Kathy? This is S. Dot from the S. Dot Files in your chat room. It wasn't more a question, but it was more so I want to thank you both for touching on something that's been something that I've been dealing with starting my new year. You know, as the new year comes, a lot of people have that enthusiasm, and there's a person who I had to sever ties with last summer because this person was just like an emotional vampire, an energy drainer. And I hadn't spoken to the person much throughout the fall and the winter. And this individual called me yesterday to say Happy New Year. But immediately they began with the same stuff that they were talking about last year. Mm-hmm. And it was such a revelation for me to be able to hear this person 5 or 6 months later still stuck in the same place. And it allowed me to be able to see that sometimes some people that you meet in your life, you may meet them at a point in your life in which you're going through a pessimistic phase. And now that I look back through the rear view on this relationship, that's what it was that I had in common with that person when I was going through some job transitioning and so forth. But once I came through that, this person and I, we didn't really have a lot in common anymore.
That is fantastic. You know what? I have to just thank you ever so kindly for that testimonial because when you actually hear true life stories, and that's why I am extending the offer, and I'm gonna state it again for everyone who just came into the chat room. I am giving away a $100 prize every month for the best story. Whatever the month's theme is, this month the theme is goal setting and self-discovery. And for the best story that you send in to me, my email address is there in the chat room, Kathy@cholloway.com. The best story will receive a $100 prize. And the reason I'm doing that is because of what the caller just stated, that these testimonials are the best way to show everyone that this is possible. These things can happen. Your life can change. And when your life does change, you can see the benefits and you can see how it makes a significant difference. And this caller just gave a great testimonial about this individual that they had to let go of. And then when the person called months later, they were still stuck in that same vortex of negative swirling energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that you had moved. What's your name again?
My name is Sham Jones. They call me S. Dot. I write under the S. Dot Files.
Oh, okay. So it is S. Dot Files. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I am so glad you told that because that's very, very important. A lot of us, even myself, a lot of us don't want to let go of those toxic relationships. You know, they may be our best friend. It may be our sister or our brother or our parents. It may be a very close family member. But if that it's toxic for you, if every time you're around that person you feel drained, and you have nothing left, all you can do is just go to sleep or sit down somewhere because you're just totally drained, that's not what you need in your life. You've got to let that go. As Michelle stated earlier, your network is your net worth. You've got to let those toxic people go.
And the thing I want to say to both of you, since you're both in the coaching realm as I am, you have to be very diligent in that area, as I have learned that I have to as well, because when you're a person who's constantly sowing into the lives of other people, sometimes you blur the lines between helping a person and hindering a person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I fell into that pattern for a number of years in which I was thinking that I was helping people, but I was really hindering them because I wasn't moving away from those self-destructive patterns.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is a great point to make. You know, and one of the things, and especially if you're a coach, I mean, we all have the heart to help people. I mean, legitimately, I hope all coaches are in it for that reason, but I know, you know, most of us get into this because we truly want to help others, and we want to pick them up, and we want them to go, you know, to see the greatness in them. But what happens is sometimes that can bring us down, or we get sucked in that trap of, you know, just patting it and putting a Band-Aid on it and not trying to help them fix it. I heard it said this way one time, and I really try to apply this in my life because I don't want to – don't misinterpret what I am saying on the network as your net worth, meaning you don't want to have a friendship with someone in a way just to get something, and you still want to help others. So the way I look at it is this. You should stick around a person as long as you are affecting them, and they're not infecting you. And there is a fine line between that, meaning you can have someone in your life that is down, that is struggling, that is going through a hard time, and as long as you are affecting them in a positive way, then that relationship is there for a reason. Maybe they need you. But as soon as they start to infect you with whatever toxins they're going through in life, that's when you need to rethink that relationship or friendship. Because we still do need to reach out. There are still people that need support and, you know, and a coach. I'm reading the post as we're going through this. So this is great. So thank you for sharing that so much. And I can totally relate, too, with your, you know, wondering if you're hindering or helping sometimes because it is a fine line.
Well, you know, you have a great show. I do get to listen to you a few times throughout the office on my lunch hour. So it's been a help and it's been a blessing. And you know, and I think that 2010 is going to be an even better year for you.
Oh, I really, really thank you for that. And you're an absolute dear. And please, by all means, don't forget to go to emotionalbailout.com and click on.
I'm on there right now.
Okay, click on the products and choose your MP3 download because I'm very anxious to send that to you and everyone in the chat room. You know, choose whichever one you want because that's my gift to you. And I tell you, I absolutely love helping people. I love helping. Caller, did you have another point you wanted to make? I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. I want you guys to continue and finish on with what you're doing and just thank you for an opportunity to weigh in and, you know, continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. You are a blessing to us and others.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. But, yeah, Michelle, it's such a blessing for me to have this new learning library because I love what I do. I love having an opportunity to bring these topics to people. I know everyone is not a book reader. And that's okay. I mean, everyone has their method of learning. Some people like to listen to audio programs. Some people do like to read. Some people like to listen to radio shows like this. But whatever your method is, please, please, I implore you to find whatever works for you for this new year. Find whatever works for you and just suck all the knowledge that you possibly can. Just suck it in like you're just thirsty. Like you're just in a desert and you haven't had a drink for years. Just please drink it all in because this is what's going to change your life. This type of energy that we have on this show tonight, the things that Michelle and I have said, the things that wonderful caller just said, the things that the caller said earlier this evening when they called in, these are the things that you need to surround yourself with. That's how you're going to make this life transformation. That's how you're going to go from ordinary to extraordinary. That's how you do it. You always have in your circle someone you can call, someone you can email, a CD that you can pop in and be motivated and energized and inspired to go to that next level. You don't need those friends who say, oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah, I know life is bad. Well, let me tell you about everything bad going on in my life. You don't need that. That's going to keep you stuck and rooted in the past. And that's not what we're here to do. We're here to move you forward, not push you backward. And we're coming up on our last 4 minutes. So, Michelle, I'm going to let you go ahead and have your final say. And, you know, just give some closing remarks and words. It has just absolutely been so wonderful having you on here with us tonight.
Oh, thank you. And I feel the same way. And you have a great group and of listeners. So, you know, I would just encourage, I think, again, we all know what to do. We all know that, you know, if we work on ourselves, if we set the goals, then we will have a happier life. But the truth of the matter is, we don't do it. We put it aside. We think that we have time. We think that, you know, I'll get to that someday. But the road to someday leads to a town called nowhere. And I know for a fact that I spent 11 years wasted saying, I'm going to write that book someday. And I didn't do it. I had it in me all those years, but I didn't do it. Don't waste or, you know, your precious gifts, or don't put your dreams on the back burner, because you don't know how much time you have. You know, whether or not you're going to be here, whether or not you're going to have the health to go after your goals, whether or not, you know, something might happen in your life that prevents you financially, personally, you never know what's going to happen. So go after your goals now while you have the opportunity. And you don't have to quit your job to go after your dreams either. And I know a lot of coaching clients always think that or ask that, but you really don't. So, again, I encourage and I welcome anyone that would like to join the goals workshop that I'm kicking off next week. And all you have to do to get the discounted rate is to email Kathy at Kathy at, what is it, Kathy?
CHollowayHill.com. That's CHollowayHill.com. And I'm going to put it once again up in the chat room just to be sure that everybody has that. And, you know, just please email me and I'll make sure that you get everything you need for Michelle's workshop and her free coaching session.
Absolutely. And if there's ever anything that I can do, don't hesitate to contact me. My website is winninginlifenow.com. It's also the name of my book, winninginlifenow.com. And Kathy, thank you so much for having me. I love spending time with you. You and I think so much alike, and it's always a pleasure.
Oh, God, that's great. That's great. And I just want to leave you guys with this final thought. I have a lot of clients who come to me and say they feel like they're baby boomers, or they're too old, or they're at retirement age and they just got laid off after 30 years, or they say something that's related to their age. And please don't allow age or bad life experiences or anything to hold you back from living your dream today. It's never too late to live the life that you want. It's better to wake up late and be wide awake than it is to wake up early and be half asleep. So it's okay. It does not matter. Success and knowledge are never final. They keep going and growing, and you have to keep going and growing right along with it. So please get out there and don't look at your past and think, 2009 is gone. And one of the guests on Daphne's show earlier today, I forget the young man's name, but one of the things he said is, don't go through life looking in your rear view mirror. Always look ahead. And that's very, very important. Always keep your eye centered on the future, or currently where you are and the future. Don't look behind you. Don't think about what has happened. If you think about what has happened, only think of it in terms of the lesson that you brought out of it. That's how you should look at it. So I'm thank you all for joining us this evening, and please visit emotionalbailout.com. Choose your MP3 of your choice. Send me an email note if you want to attend Michelle's goal topic teleseminar and get her free coaching session. And we are so excited that you were able to join us this evening. So we are going to sign off for now. And I am Kathy Holloway Hill and Michelle Prince, and I will see you next week, same time on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone.